Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Frankel family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
Arthur had nothing. You will not meet anybody who had less than Arthur.
Rob Parsons on Focus on the Family Minute, sharing about a man he knew named Arthur.
He had no ostensible gift. He had no money. But you know what Arthur and Margaret said to each other one day? They said, you know what, darling, we don't seem to have very much. But we got a couple of rooms. And if we saved a little money, we could buy fish and chips for the kids. And you know what? We could use those bits of wood and make a table tennis table. And I could teach them the Bible as best I can. Why don't we do that? Why don't we see what we can do? Arthur convinced me you don't have to be young to be a great youth leader. You have to love. He didn't criticize my jeans. He didn't criticize my crazy shoes. He didn't mention the smoke. He just loved me. Arthur had the heart of the father.
More inspiring stories from Rob at FamilyMinute.org.
Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Frankel family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
Michael's Optical is now exclusively in Atascadero, owned and operated by the same family who founded Michael's in 1979. Michael and Kathy Nutt, thank you for all the support you have given them over the years. Glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. At their Atascadero location, there's fast quality eyewear, convenient parking, as well as special Saturday hours from 10 to 4. At Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast quality eyewear, custom adjustments, repairs, and one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. Take advantage of our VIP savings and ask about exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story, brought to you by Frontier Floors and Window Coverings at 830 21st Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-7878 or online at frontierfloors.net.
Now, the rest of the story. In the business of news analysis, we can't possibly be experts on all of the subjects we're called upon to expert, so we learn to call on individuals who have a better-than-average batting average in the several disciplines. The next time I have an important question on the topic of mental illness, I'm going to ask Marie Balter. Marie is the chief operating officer at Danvers State Hospital in Boston. She handles public relations for that institution. She trains mental health workers. She recruits volunteers. She assists in fundraising and finding the grants. She labors relentlessly to improve patient conditions. And she's turning that facility around, I'm told. Credentials, the ultimate. Marie has a degree in psychology from Salem State College, a master's from Harvard in administration, planning, and public policy. Marie Balter was asked recently if she could recall the toughest case to pass through Danvers' doors during her association with the institution, and she didn't hesitate a moment. One case in particular leaped to mind, that of a 17-year-old Boston girl admitted with rather remarkable symptoms, muscle spasms, choking, hyperventilation, hallucinations, and more. Diagnosis, schizophrenia. Gradually, the doctors learned her history. The patient was a local girl born out of wedlock, daughter of an alcoholic mother. After 5 years, the mother's struggle to rear the child failed. The little girl was placed in a foster home in Gloucester. But the foster parents were harsh and abusive, disciplinarians who often locked the youngster alone in the dark cellar. Years passed and the abusive pattern continued. The girl, now in her teens, became increasingly depressed and withdrawn. And then one by one, other symptoms arose. The odd, apparently involuntary jerking movements of her body, the gagging and the rapid breathing and the visions. And finally, when the girl was 17, she was placed in Danvers State Hospital. And once inside, the patient continued to grow depressed to the point of contemplating suicide. But the rest of the story is that the young woman was not schizophrenic at all. She had been innocently misdiagnosed as such. In fact, she had nothing more severe than so-called panic disorder. And yet, by the time that was discovered, there were many years of damage to be undone. And that case, says Denver's Chief Operating Officer Marie Balter, that was probably the toughest case in the hospital's history, certainly from her perspective. You see, the patient to whom she referred, this 17-year-old panic-stricken girl, whose illness was originally thought to have been hopeless, was to spend another 17 years in Danvers State Hospital before she was strong enough to make it on the outside. And as I have implied, Marie Balter has a special interest in this case because she, Marie, the mental health expert now with the Harvard degree, she was the misdiagnosed teenager in the case which I have just described. Yes, I do mean to say, Marie Balter is now running the same hospital where she had been a patient for 17 years. And now you know the rest of the story.
This hour of Sound Off on KPRL brought to you by Buy the Book Heating and Air, your local reliable heating and air expert. Call 805-423-5119.
238-5775. 238-KPRL. Sound Off continues on KPRL, the North County's number one choice for news, talk, and sports. This is Sound Off on the right choice, KPRL.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. And today I have Gary Adams in the studio. We are talking about Prop 50. This is a big deal. This is going to allow politicians to create their own districts. They're letting the legislature write in districts that will change. So California is primarily Democrat, everyone knows, and this allows them to get rid of about five different Republican congressmen and replace them with Democratic congressmen by redistricting and moving neighborhoods around and votes around. It's called gerrymandering. It's always been a bad word, and suddenly, if they're doing it in Texas, we're going to do it here. Takes away from the old rule, just because somebody else jumps off a bridge, you don't follow them. Well, we're planning on doing the same thing that is going on in Texas, something Gary said he does not support. The other thing is, California is pretty broke right now. There's a lot of things that aren't happening. There's a lot of things that are not being funded. This is going to cost, I've heard the number, this is just for the special election. I've heard a $300 million number just for the special election, that this is very, very expensive. And then you have all the donations, you have all the fighting, there's other things going on. The sheriffs have come out, the county sheriffs. There's a sheriff organization in California. And what is it called?
I am not sure there's... It comes out under a sheriff, California sheriffs.
And the California sheriffs came out with a statement. Can you tell us where they stand, why they stand there, and what they've said about Prop 50 and gerrymandering is the way to go because we got to fight back against Trump?
Yeah, so the article I'm going to be looking at was issued September 29th. At that point in time, 37 current California sheriffs came out in opposition of Proposition 50, and I think I heard there are a couple more that have joined since then. So it says, as elected county sheriffs, we know that our system of government depends on public trust. That trust is built through transparency, fairness and adherence to the rule of law. Conversely, trust is undermined when public officials take actions designed to enhance their own power at the expense of the people's will. This is why we oppose Prop 50, the ballot initiative proposing to dismantle the work of the Voters Independent Redistricting Commission. So that's their statement. And so they're joined together, and the statewide elections of Prop 11 in 2008 and Prop 20 in 2010, those are the ones where Californians made it clear that they did not, no longer wanted politicians to draw state legislative and congressional district lines.
And is there anything else important that they say in there? Because that's a pretty meaty document.
Yeah. So the so we can get in a little bit, I guess, on the cost of the election. Do you want to do that now, or do you want to go?
No, let's do that now.
All right. Do that now?
Yeah. What do the sheriff's group say the cost of the special election will be to the taxpayers?
So there's a lot of numbers rolling out there, but this article says we must also highlight the $283 million cost of Proposition 50 special election. And so the department have indicated our state's, and that's in the midst of a structural deficit of the state of California of $10 to $20 million. So they immediately jump into Prop 36 that was passed at the last election, and they believe that's been significantly underfunded by Newsom.
And explain Prop 36 so the public remembers what this was.
Yeah, Citizens-Backed Initiative reforming penalties for theft and serial drug abuse with the goal of getting individuals into treatment.
And as you remember, I had Dan Dow and Ian Parkinson on. They discussed the changes, and I'm not talking the drug issues. I think actually there may be, I don't know where the drug issues are going right now, and I don't think they had talked more about the going after people for stealing from stores and other people and breaking into homes, the difference in instead of getting a citation because you went in and stole from a store, you're actually going to jail, and that they were pushing that then. So the funding for that isn't out there, though. Is that what you're saying?
That's what they're saying, right?
And drugs have a lot to do with other issues.
Yes. So the jump to the end of the article here, but it says Sacramento is spending hundreds of millions on special election designed to consolidate power, forsaking public services and shifting state obligations onto counties to pursue partisan goals is an abdication of responsibility. So it said, we need elected leaders to preserve trust in our institutions. We strongly oppose Prop 50, and we urge voters, local lawmakers to reject the measure. So at that point, you know, anybody that's seriously looking at supporting something that helps the people, and obviously the sheriff's department is protecting us, they need the funding in order to provide the manpower. The DA's offices needs to hire more attorneys, and obviously we need to keep our prison systems open if we're going to provide that deterrent.
And I have noticed the county's out of money right now, and there was a push for about 15 years to increase supervisor salaries at the detriment of having new employees. So where the supervisor salaries, as many remember, there were years they went up 20%. Meanwhile, the people actually doing the work, there is a shortage. And the county is in financial trouble. The state is in financial trouble. And I do agree, is this a time to do gerrymandering to battle President Trump?
Very good point. So the answer to most of us is no. So it has to do with the money. It has to do with the whole ethics of the whole situation. And it has to do with the people losing their power, their vote, their voice in our local government.
And I am just, again, I'm so shocked because gerrymandering was such a dirty word. And I always thought it wasn't even legal, but now they're saying, oh, no, it's legal if we vote for it. I'm just absolutely stunned.
Yeah, the interesting part of it that I found in the articles recently, particularly reading what's going on in Texas, is that the issue went back to the voter rights law, which has to do with the minority requirements, not doing anything that would reduce or hurt the minority of communities. How that particularly bleeds itself back into this, it constantly seems to happen.
And one of the issues, I was watching something, this is from the Clovis area, and what they're doing is they're trying to dilute the rural voters. So you're in an area where the primary thing is you have farmers, you have ranchers, they care about things that are important to farmers and ranchers. They want to dilute those with city voters that really don't care about farmers and ranchers and get rid of the conservative representation that is promoting what the farmers and ranchers need. And again, in California, agriculture is a major part of our economy. I do believe we need to have accurate representation of both our rural citizens and our city citizens. And to try to gerrymander that to take away the rural and farmers' voices could be detrimental financially in the future.
I agree. So just to throw out some interesting, I always like statistics, but currently if we are down to 4, that will represent 7% of our congressional elections for all the conservative voices in California, which is probably in the neighborhood of 40.
And as this is going along and as this is being pushed, there's actually a number of people, the amount of new Democratic voters, California's Democratic, no matter what we do, it's a Democratic state. It's primarily Democratic, Democrat, not Republican. But there is a big, there's a huge disparity right now. There are many more people registering Republican than Democrat in the state, a massive amount more. I don't believe it's going to change the way the voting is, but it is a sign that the public is not happy. Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to ask Gary today?
Hey, nice to meet you, sir. My name is Greg Graywall. And Karen, thanks for bringing up that vote that happened in 2016 on the water deal. I would like people to understand, and I would like your guest, he can speak to it, or you can. You know, we've been a smaller part of a fight for a long time. And the county spent $1 million on that election. The people against us had $500,000, and we had $20,000. And we kicked their butts. And then during this quiet title, the county spent $15 million to sue their own constituents with tax money, and we've won every court trial. And we're coming to the end of that. And then we just recently had a 218 vote where they thought they had everything in the bag, and we had their own people come against them because they knew it was wrong. In the state of California, you know, we voted that we wanted English, but it didn't matter. We voted that we wanted same-sex marriage, but it didn't matter. Every time the governor came up with a thing, he had a giveaway program for people in the majority population areas to vote against the people in the smaller population areas. Yet, those smaller population areas provide everything. We provide the food, we provide the water, we provide the electricity, we provide everything that the cities with the population provide nothing but the homeless, the trash, all the problems. And where do these people that want to go along with these things think that this stuff's going to come from if you take away our representation and our vote to provide these things to these people? I'd really like to know that.
Yeah, one of my passions actually is supporting the education of our public. Since I retired 2 years ago, I became a constitution coach. You have some feedback.
Hey, we're getting a lot of feedback from you. That's better. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So we need to protect our constitutional republic. That obviously is set up very wisely by our founding fathers to do exactly what you said, is give representation to areas and not have the majority rule. We've been losing that slowly over the last 50-100 years, at least the last 50 for sure. And I say that one of the ways, there's multiple ways we need to approach this, but we have to start by figuring out what went wrong. Where did we start diluting our powers of the Constitutional Republic and then start taking that back? The responsibility of, and the giveaways obviously have to stop. That will probably recorrect itself if, in the event that the state of California goes broke. What's going to happen when that is, that self-corrects it? We'll see a lot of changes, and hopefully to what you mentioned, that the representation of the people that are providing will grow back and as the way it was meant to be originally.
Well, no. So we're on this program of, and you can tell me if I'm wrong. We're on the program of redistribution, whether it's the redistribution of power, or water, or food, or responsibilities for whatever. We have all these little organizations that want to claim they're doing stuff to get grant monies and different monies from the taxpayer, and they produce zero. So taking something away from me to give it to somebody else doesn't solve a problem.
We're going to take, I'm going to have to cut you off. We're going to take a break from our sponsors, and we will answer this question after the break.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks ending mixed, but the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notch record closes as investors digested the minutes from the Fed's latest monetary policy meeting in September. Fed officials are increasingly at odds over the path forward for interest rates, but the majority think that further rate cuts will be necessary this year. In the meantime, gold continues its record-breaking rally, rising above $4,070 a troy ounce. Advanced Micro Devices stock continues to climb, jumping over 10% today after rising nearly 4% on Tuesday on news that AMD was partnering with ChatGPT maker OpenAI on a massive chip deal. The Dow winners, Apple, United Health, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, IBM, Goldman Sachs, and American Express. The Dow down a point, the NASDAQ higher by 255, S&P 500 up 39. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Okay, all signed up. Easy. Now let's run payroll. What the? Hey, girl. I'm you with more gusto. Nice. Who's that? New social media manager, hired and onboarded with gusto. And spoiler, we're kind of famous now. Wait, we're famous? Oh, well, I'm famous. Payroll, benefits, and HR. Designed and built for small businesses. Choose a future with gusto.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Attention all computer users. Tired of the hassle of transferring your data to a new computer? Knowledge Computers, your local computer repair experts, are here to help. With 17 years of experience, they know how important it is to keep your data safe and secure. That's why they offer a seamless data transfer service that will transfer your entire Windows operating system to a new computer. Call Knowledge Computers today to take the hassle out of your computer upgrade. 805-226-5200. Knowledge Computers. Locals helping locals.
Hearing better helps keep you connected to loved ones and enjoy a better life. You deserve the best quality hearing health care. Schedule a complete hearing evaluation at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Peter Lussier, the hearing aid specialist, has all the latest brands of hearing aids customized for your lifestyle and budget. Your hearing is too important. Don't go to Walmart or a box store. Peter has helped over 5,000 patients just like you. Hearing Aid Specialists. Schedule online today at slocountyhearingaids.com.
The Sound Off lines are open at 238-5775, 238-KPRL. The North County's listening to you on Sound Off.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. There is no paywall. Today, I have Gary Adams in the studio, Debbie Arnold, C-Strand, Andrea C-Strand, both highly recommended, wanted me to do this show, wanted Gary on the show, they think that this is the biggest issue in our county right now, is what is going on with Prop 50. We're going to get into more about the ballots coming out in a few minutes, but I want to go back to, we just had a question from Greg Graywall talking about this redistribution of wealth from the wealthy to the poor. What did you, can you respond to his questions?
Yeah, so I was telling Karen over the break that this is probably one of my most passionate topics. I have read a lot about socialism and Marxism. And I've also read about how we need to battle back against that. So what you're saying, the redistribution, the controlling party is always, you know, subjecting to others, to the victims. So you have victims and oppressors. You have redistribution mindset is going on, and that just seems to flow. Multiple societies over history have done it time and time again. So the point, though, is that what do we do about it? And my own personal belief is that we got to fight back, and you got to fight back at the lowest level, starting with that. So we have to reconvince people to reengage in our communities. They have to run for office. We have so many people that are conservative that went to church and they sat on the sideline for way too long. And now we need to convince them to get up, run for school board, run for city councils, run for some of the other agencies that are out there. And if we do that, then we'll start seeing a turnaround as we flip some of those seats into people that think more like we do.
It is. A lot of people have not wanted to be engaged. And I will tell you what I think part of it is. I think part of not wanting to be engaged has to do with social media. The nastiness, the attacks, they go after your children. They go after your families. They put things online that are just completely not true. And they attack your reputation. And I do believe that is part of what is going on.
Yes, I would agree. Obviously, we know the recent attack to Charlie Kirk. That's the whole epitome of how the evil takes its place and starts to push back. But, you know, we have to develop fortitude. We have to be able to say to ourselves what matters more. And there is a very famous person that said that they'll hate you because they hated me first.
And I will tell you, we need to also stand up and stop promoting misinformation. For those in Paso Robles, as many of you know, there was this idea promoted by several people, including the mayor, that there was a conspiracy to oust Ty Lewis and that myself and Chris Bausch, Councilman Chris Bausch, were hosting meetings and asking people to lie about Ty Lewis. I can tell you that was completely fabricated. I had literally probably only met Chris Bausch. I had him on my show 4 or 5 times, and I'd seen him in public once when he wasn't on my show. We did not, there was no public meetings held. But then you had literally politicians supporting Ty Lewis's false claim. I never received a call from Hammond. Did you actually do this? Did this ever happen? The only witness to any of this was a pot dealer who was trying to get a permit, from the city, and a pot dealer that wasn't paying his taxes. He has probably over 20 tax liens from the federal and state government, from state and county government, for not paying taxes and other bills. So this was, besides that, he also, I know of 3 media groups he didn't pay. He bought advertising and never paid them. But this is their only witness that this was happening, was this one person. And I guess his wife said she was a witness. She wasn't there the one time I ran into him and talked to him that they're talking about. She wasn't even in the room. But again, we've got to get back to this name-throwing and just ridiculous fights. And the reason I bring that one up, it was all over social media. I think Mayor Hammond even wrote up an opinion piece saying the conspiracy is true. John, how is a conspiracy true when you never even asked me? You never said, did you do any of this? Instead, I was told that I was literally hanging out daily with Chris Bausch, and the two of us were conspiring. I even had a policeman write something on social media recently. How did he get her to do all this? It never happened. He didn't get me to do anything. None of this happened. This is, you could dislike Chris Bausch. That is your right. But you do not get to slander other people based on the word of one person. Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to add to the conversation?
Hi, Karen. As you know, I'm really active with the city and attend all our meetings and that. And there were others like me. And we all started forming the opinion that Ty Lewis was a good police chief, but a lousy city manager. And so that message was out in the public long before Ty Lewis accused Chris Bausch. Chris Bausch never said anything against Ty Lewis. I know him real well. Unlike our mayor, who blasted Chris Bausch in public, and I condemned him for that. But anyway, again, John Hammond and Ty Lewis and the city attorney had their conspiracy to get rid of Chris Bausch. They never talked about that, but anyway, it backfired on them. And consequently, Chris Bausch, when the city attorney refused to represent him, Chris Bausch got his attorney's fees paid because the judge and the Trib saw that they made a mistake. And that's why the Trib cut their fees even on what they were settling for.
And I want to ask you a question. As someone that is with a legal background, what do you think about Prop 50 and this idea that we need to gerrymander because Texas is doing it?
Donald Trump has nothing to do with Prop 50. Governors and that, they're trying to say this is Donald Trump's idea. He has nothing to do with it. It's a grassroots thing against it.
So I guess you're voting no?
When I see something being proposed by Governor Newsom, who's already ruined our state, why would I be for it?
Thank you very much for calling in. So the ballots are out. They've shown up in the mailboxes. They probably, how long till the election?
So it's November 4th.
Are they going to have in-person voting also?
Yes, it'll be just like all the precincts. So your ballot should have a precinct to go to if you don't want to vote by mail. We did quite a bit of work determining whether or not you can, for ballot harvesting, to get the ballots out, to get them mailed. There are a lot of people who have different opinions on whether we want you to mail them in early. So that's what the party would prefer. Mail them now, and we'll start actually looking at the numbers as it comes in and they're counted at the county clerk's office. A lot of people don't like the fact that they sit around for 30 days and they sit around for 30 days afterwards. So that's another whole topic that we could probably spend another hour on. But what we're asking now is that depending upon whether you have faith in the mail system, I personally take my ballot and surrender it in the precinct. I've been doing that all along, and you actually vote a precinct ballot by doing that. That ballot is counted that night on the 4th.
And that is, some people do prefer that massively. The thing is, if you are going to mail it in early, because remember, in the last couple elections, there have been hundreds of people whose ballots were not counted because the post office is moving slower than it used to. Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to ask Gary today?
Hi, Karen. Hi, Gary. It's Debbie Arnold. And I just wanted to join in the conversation. I wanted to thank Gary for being on the show and Karen for you inviting him onto the show to talk about this very important election that we have coming, and knowing that so many people are unaware that this election is even happening, easy to overlook something in your mailbox if you don't know to expect a ballot like this. And just wanted to reiterate how important it is. I've listened to the show. I haven't been able to call in until just now, but you've brought up so many good points. But I just wanted to share, and Gary brought it up, and you did too, Karen. We personally went through a funny situation here in the county when the elected officials on the 10-year, timeline readjusted lines here in the county to, I say, better reflect the electorate, and then had them changed back when the, election changed the board majority. So what I discovered then as a sitting supervisor, so many people don't realize the election comes along, we all vote, the votes are counted, there's winners, there's losers. But that there's so much more behind the scenes. As always, when you have humans involved, there's some trickery and there's game playing. And I think redistricting and gerrymandering the lines is one of the kind of lesser known tricks that are played to sway the election, as proven by, and I heard you all talking about other states too, including Texas making some changes, but I don't know that that's always a bad thing. What I kind of been looking at is our population, and Gary, I believe you mentioned it, the voter registration presently is about 40% Republican, maybe between 38% and 40%. And the rest of it would be independent and Democrat registrations. Then why, out of 52 congressional seats in Washington, do we only have presently 9 representatives? And they're trying to, with this Prop 50, they're trying to take it down to 4. 4 and 48 would be that's not showing the correct representation in Washington, if in fact we have 38% to 40% registered Republicans, but we would only have 4 out of 52 human bodies representing us as Republicans in Washington. So we can see how this game is played, that it can result in, both locally and federally, it can result in a skewed representation in our various levels of government. In other words, the representation doesn't match the voters in our state. So I'm hoping this will get solved. I think that was partially the motivation in Texas for them to revisit And another thing that's happened in the last decade, or at least been made more, there's been more focus on it, is the registration of illegals who shouldn't be voting at all, but they do count in the census. Then the census determines how many seats you have in Congress, and then voila, once again, we can end up with a very skewed and inaccurate number of representatives in other bodies. So I appreciate you bringing all this up to people and the importance of voting no on Governor Newsom's Prop 50.
Thank you very much for calling in, Debbie. I've got to take a break from our sponsors.
Okay.
And we will be back with more with Gary Adams.
Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero's storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slo Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slo Holiday Lights. That's Slo Holiday Lights.
Do you worry about where to take your car for repairs? Who you can trust? Mike and his team at the Autobahn are a safe bet. Located in Templeton, behind the donut shop, just off Main Street. They service Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, and Audis. And the Autobahn is certified in those cars and in repairing Land Rovers, Volvos, and Mini Coopers. Call the Autobahn, 434-2200.
Hi, this is Mimi inviting you to come join us at A-Town Diner in Atascadero, where you'll find a comfortable atmosphere and a fresh home-cooked meal. We offer daily specials and have a homemade soup of the day. We offer breakfast and lunch menu all day long, so you can always experience a hearty breakfast and one of our famous Virgil burgers. Our dinner menu starts at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Enjoy a malt or a shake with that meal, or top it off with a good old-fashioned banana split. We look forward to seeing you at A-Town Diner in Atascadero.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Vili, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. And today we are talking about Prop 50. The ballots are out. Prop 50 is an actual, I know this is going to sound bizarre to many people. It's a plan to gerrymander the state of California to get rid of the, I think we right now have 9 Republicans out of 50. How many representatives? It's almost all Democratic representatives. They want to cut that in half and get rid of most of the conservative representatives. And you'll end up with about 4 left. That is the plan. But gerrymandering, whether you're going to the right or the left, Gary does not like gerrymandering. He doesn't want it happening in Texas. He doesn't want it happening in California. Gary, what is the public? What do you want the public to do right now?
All right. So I think, first of all, to communicate what the deadlines are for the election. So I'm going to go over them real briefly. So as of the 6th, as we mentioned earlier, all the ballots have been mailed. Basically, as of yesterday, the 7th, ballot box drop locations are open. We have people that, and so there are multiple ways to mail it, to go to a drop box, or go to a collection point. So there are many of those also. I also like the idea of churches having their own ballot box. We have one in my church in Oro Grande. And what that does is two things. That it makes sure people are bringing them in. It makes it kind of provides a momentum, and it provides some communication of what's going on. So if you haven't done that yet, see if you can get your leadership to put a drop box in your church. The 20th is the last day to register. So we have a push on registration. We actually had a great meeting and communication since with Cal Poly. So we have a lot of new students up there. We're trying to get them all registered in time to actually vote on this particular issue. So that would be an example of that in high schools and other people that have moved into the area. If you know, promote getting people registered. The 25th is when vote centers are open across the county for those that have Voter Choice Act. Then on the 4th, obviously, is the election. We want people to sign up to be an observer. There are multiple ways to do that. You can go on, you can call our office at the Republican headquarters on either Oro Grande or in Atascadero to do that, or go on online to the CAGOP. So become an elector, become part of the election process to ensure integrity. You can sign up currently. We're still missing some election workers in the North County. So in order to make sure that people have a place to vote, we need to have all the precinct workers hired. So that'll go to the county website to do that. And the other thing we need to kind of know is that about 3 days before the election, three working days, is when they stop processing mail-in ballots. So if your mail-in ballot's not into the clerk's office by then, it'll be held until after the election. So all of the precinct ballots are processed on that night, and a few other things are started. So we found out in the last election, I actually was there observing every day, that it's up to 20 days before the final mail-in ballots are processed. And again, they have to be there by the 12th. So that's a U.S. mail issue. So make sure you get it postmarked. I would try to postmark it if you're going to mail it before the election day, but it has to arrive by the 12th of November.
And it'd be very, in the old days, there weren't a lot of ballots that didn't get counted. There are things that are postmarked correctly, but delivered too late by the post office. One election had about 500 ballots that were not counted. Make sure your voice is counted. Do not wait to the last week to mail in your ballot. I also want to point out, Andy Caldwell, he's with CoLab in Santa Barbara County. He wrote an opinion piece on Cal Coast News, Defeat Prop 50, Let's Not Revisit the Ribbon of Shame. He wrote that. I posted that first thing this morning. I have a text message, and it says, Andy Caldwell's opinion on Cal Coast News Facebook has almost 60 comments. I literally posted this shortly before I left for the station. 90% are voting yes. Wow. I'm surprised 90% are voting yes.
On the post?
Yeah. Because they're trollers. Not voting no, they're voting yes. It might be trolls.
Yeah.
Because I'm... And again, we're getting back to the social media trolls. I am a little surprised at that. That's a large amount voting yes.
So can I add a couple of things we'd like people to do currently.
Yes. Yes.
What options do you have? We are having people sign up to Canvas. So we have the ability to actually give you a walk list. So those that want to get a little exercise and want to get involved can come to the county, or it can go online and sign up to actually be a canvasser. We have people that are making phone calls. We have a list of numbers that you can call to verify, make sure people are going to vote. And then if they need any information about it, they can do that also.
How do they get hold of you or someone else to participate?
Yeah, so I would suggest you can, we'll make another plug. If you go to the website, rpsloc.org, it's actually just been reformatted. It has all the contact numbers and emails on it. So I'm promoting, because I'm a communications media director now of the Republican Party Slo County. That being said, we're asking people to go sign up to be a volunteer on that website.
Welcome to Sound Off. What would you want to bring to the conversation?
Well, what's interesting is that we got a text message about where's my ballot. And we're a little confused on it. It says, is a service of the California Secretary of State through your county election office. This service is powered by Ballot Tracks in Denver, Colorado. So is that a software that they're using, or does it actually go through someplace in Denver? Does anybody know?
Yeah, if you actually use that, it is a software, and it's just being hosted at that location. But Ballot Tracks is what actually, in theory, tracks your ballot all the way through the process. So there's some little nuances on that. We've actually given classes so people have a better understanding of the entire cycle of what a mail-in ballot goes through. But obviously, focus on this one. When your ballot hits the county clerk's office and gets scanned in, the envelope gets scanned in, that's when it gets recorded in the computer system that your ballot's arrived. So you can go to Ballot Tracks and it'll actually tell you that your envelope has been received by the county clerk's office.
Oh, okay. Okay. We were just kind of confused. It wasn't, the way it was worded is like, well, do they get my ballot and they do something with it electronically, or is it just software? So thanks for the clarification.
Thank you very much for calling in. It is getting confusing. With the way, it's very confusing for quite a few people. Are they expecting a good turnout? Are they expecting this to be very light voting?
Who's they?
Generally, what do you think? Will this be a big turnout, or is this going to be tough to get people to call in?
Yeah, so
to vote.
Both in mid-year elections and in special elections, there's always historically minor turnout. So we're trying to combat that at this point because it's so important.
Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to ask, Gary?
We usually take our ballots to the Republican headquarters in Atascadero, although we live in Pasco. I thought that was probably the safest place for us. What do you think? Do you think that's a safe place to take it right away?
So
They collect them at headquarters. They have for decades.
For quite a while, both Atascadero and in Aurora Grande, both the north and the south headquarters. So what you'll know when you do that, obviously, is that they'll sign them in and they'll deliver them and they'll certify that they've actually dropped them off to the box at the clerk's office. So you bypass anything that could happen with U.S. mail. I won't say anything derogatory about U.S. mail, but we all know that that's a bureaucracy having problems.
Thank you very much for calling in. We have just a few minutes left. Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to ask, Gary?
Just a quick question. I tuned in late, and when I got the ballot, I wasn't sure. I'm a Republican, and I wanted to make sure that that initiative am I supposed to vote no if I want the Republicans to have more seats, or vote yes?
Yeah, do you want to vote no at this point? Because the gerrymandering would reduce the amount of districts that we represent.
So you're saying vote no on Prop 50. Thank you for calling in and clarifying that. And Gary, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show today.
You're welcome. Anytime I can come back, I'm ready.
Thank you.
This hour of Sound Off was brought to you by Auto Limits Auto Repair in Paso Robles, specializing in all things automotive. Call for an appointment today, 805-239-2288.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton. It's